This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
First of all, what happened with Marte?
He was part of the plan. You know, he was only going to go no more than 5 innings on defense after not playing since spring training. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to get Soto off his feet, and then it was a good opportunity for Marte today, but he's fine.
What did McGreevy do so well against you guys when he came in?
They play very good defense behind him. Mm-hmm. You know, we hit a lot of balls hard. He threw strikes. That was the one thing you got to give him credit. You know, he didn't shy away from contact. He kept attacking. You know, the fastball looked like he played up. The sweeper slider, but I thought, you know, they play really good defense behind him.
Is that overall how you look at a day and specifically a game like tonight where you hit a ton of balls hard and just didn't, you know, get the big ones when it mattered?
Yeah, it's frustrating, but it's baseball, I guess, you know. It didn't go our way, you know. You see Soto's ball, I mean, I think he fueled a few of them today. Nemo, same way with the bases loaded, they made a really good play. We had chances and hit balls hard, just it didn't go our way today.
Anything you want to Winker?
No. He's going to go back to New York. We need to get more pictures on it. You know, they weren't clear here. So, but it looks like an IL situation.
You think you'll have another player in Arizona tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to talk to David here, I'm assuming we'll have someone there.
Do you know what's been going on with Brett Beatty at Syracuse, why he hasn't been playing?
Yeah, he was dealing with a sore big right toe, but I was told he was going through his workout yesterday, today, so we'll see. We'll have to check on that.
That was right big toe?
Yeah.
But not a concern.
I mean, obviously he was going through workouts and all that, so we'll see what we got.
What'd you make of McGill's night?
Okay, you know, I thought a couple of the walks kind of hurting him a little bit. We didn't make a play. You know, they ran his pitch count up. That third inning, the two walks, we don't make the play. He ended up throwing almost 40 pitches there, you know, and then before you know it, it's 5-inning, 90 pitches. Thought he battled, but again, a lot of pitches in 5 innings there.
It's kind of a weird series. I mean, you guys got a lot of hits this series, and, you know, you come away with 2 losses.
I know. That's how baseball goes sometimes. You know, like I say, it could be a little frustrating, but there's nothing you could do about it. You know, you got to keep doing what we're supposed to be doing, which is controlling the strike zone, hitting balls hard. Yes, we want to win series. We want to win games. But, you know, we got to turn the page and get ready for a series in Arizona now.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.